My mother told me that when I was born, I looked bored, as if I were waiting for this to be over with. I suppose I'm the poster boy for the bored to distraction syndrome because I've gathered every bit of excitement to me like a naked man desperately trying to make an outfit out of two wash rags, or a skeleton groping for flesh to adhere to, unable to grow his own. I'm at Charlie's, the poet's bar, hearing Jane's addiction, waiting for a friend. Always waiting for someone to wrap around my skull, or maybe I'm just too lazy, because growing flesh is too much work. I've never been good at working, seeing things through, too lazy to not see anything that passes by my empty sockets. A confession, Paula. I've had a million abortions. That cliche about poems, songs, and books being our children, it's true. I'm not afraid of being barren, I'm afraid of fecundity. I fear that I will populate a world with my poetry like the Mormon promise of godhood after death. I admit, here and now, that when our muse makes her way through this harem to me, I will drink that abortifacient called banality. Yes, husband, I abjure inspiration. Go tell father-in-law, let him put his bolt to this. I think I was happy 2, maybe 3 months ago. It was a Friday. I decided nothing would make me unhappy. It was sunny but cold, and I walked from downtown to Broadway along Pike Street, window shopping, browsing the art galleries and the furniture stores, and I called it a holy day. I swore that every day would be this way as I performed a simple little dance of swinging my briefcase from hand to hand on the college lawn in perfect rhythm with a song on the radio by a band called The Burning Airplanes. Another confession, Paula. I never keep my promises to myself. I looked at my briefcase at the library this afternoon. The loop on the left side where the shoulder strap attaches is just about gone, and I never felt the tearing.